Well, abortion can be a litmus test for voters. They choose the candidate who supports their views. But while the politics of abortion have barely budged since Roe v. Wade, technology around abortion is changing. And as Madeline Beck of Illinois Newsroom reports, that's having an impact on the debate.
This story is not about the ethics of abortion. Instead, it's about how technology may influence people's access and decisions. Some of that technology is already out there, like in Planned Parenthood's Iowa City Clinic. It looks more like a small office than a patient room. There are tables, chairs, a laptop, a cash register. The room is for telemedicine abortions. That's where women speak with a physician over a computer screen. The physician reviews patient health information, they talk, and if all parties want to move forward, the doctor remotely unlocks the cash register that has abortion medication for one person.
This is just that modified cash drawer technology. These are normal cash drawers.
That's Rachel Goss of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. She says her organization pioneered a version of this technology 10 years ago. It gives women access to abortion in areas where physicians working in abortion clinics and physicians in general are sparse. But 19 states have banned the technology. If other states ban abortion in the future and more women head to Iowa clinics with telemedicine, Goss says,
I do think it would actually help us meet the need and demand.
And either side of that loaded issue, for abortion rights or against, we'll be using telemedicine technology and many others to push forward the abortion debate.
We are able to use those same technologies for pro-life reasons.
That's Mary Kate Knorr, director of Illinois Right to Life. She says clinics that perform abortions may use technology in one way, but her organization uses social media and live streaming video for their purposes.
To reach those same women, to talk to them about their other options, to talk to them about adoption, to talk to them about the various resources that we are able to provide.
Knorr says new ultrasound technology and detailed images inside the womb help their mission, too.
Ultrasounds allow women to actually see something that they couldn't see before.
At Planned Parenthood, Rachel Goss says seeing the ultrasounds have convinced some women to change their mind about abortion, but anecdotally, not a large percentage. Ultrasounds may influence people's decisions in another way, though.
It's incredible what we're able to see now versus, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
That's Dr. Andrew Satin. He's director of gynecology and obstetrics at Johns Hopkins Medicine. He also sees how technology could affect women's decisions around abortion. Doctors can now see, diagnose, and sometimes cure health issues in the womb that they couldn't have a few decades ago using better imaging like ultrasounds, new tiny instruments, and genetics.
I think those are all tremendous technological advances that will allow us to diagnose things, to be able to counsel patients accurately and hopefully to treat more things, but also to inform them when we can't treat more things so they can make informed decisions.
And there are plenty of other technologies to factor in too, like contraception apps to prevent pregnancy and, a ways down the road, drones that could deliver abortion medication to women's homes. Activists have already used them that way abroad in Northern Ireland and Poland. Goss, with Planned Parenthood, says her organization has to comply with state and national laws which restrict abortion medications' use and distribution. But they still want to keep expanding access with technology.
It's just how can we do that, continue to remain compliant, continue to, you know, serve our patients as well as we can.
But for her clinic and for the anti-abortion movement, the real technology that's affecting abortion now is the internet. As access to abortion changes, women can go online, ask questions, and find answers to whatever they might be looking for. For Here and Now, I'm Madeline Beck.
And Illinois Newsroom is a public radio collaboration covering state education, politics, health, and the environment.